Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To the Eagles and the Bucks in a playoff game, Eagles versus Brady on Sunday. We'll see if that game factors into our NFL picks. We'll have our picks coming up in about the next 10 to 15 minutes as we look ahead to the wild card weekend. Phone calls throughout the show, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Tom right now in Dover. Hey, Tom.
Yo, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing today?
Doing great, Tom.
Super excited, man.
Hey, listen, man, I'm super excited too, Joe. Hey, I wanted to call in today, man, because I really, really believe, man, that we're going to have a good football game on Sunday. You know, I'm a diehard Eagles fan, man, so I'm never going to say we lose. I tell y'all that all the time. Mm-hmm. But I really think we got a chance, man. If we can keep the offense on the field and keep the defense off the field, man, we might have a shot. What you think, Joe?
Well, that's the key. I mean, they have to have a real ball control sort of style of approach here. Try to have the fewest possessions possible, run the ball a lot. Look, Tom, here's what I'll say. The last time Tom Brady lost a playoff game, He lost it with New England against a Tennessee team that was really big and physical and tough. They had a great offensive line and a great running game with Derrick Henry. Now, Derrick Henry's not on this team with the Eagles, but the Eagles have solid backs. They have an exceptional offensive line, and they need to lean on that running game. By the way, Jalen Hurts is a big part of that running game. They need to lean on all of that and try to, for lack of a better way to put it, try to control the game that way. If they can do that, the Eagles have a legitimate shot. If the Eagles struggle in any way with that, then they are in deep trouble.
What you think, John? I ain't heard from you too much today.
I am convinced that we can score, but not consistently. And I'm very worried that the Buccaneers will score consistently. I know that running the ball is the best way for our offense to be productive, and I just have this sinking feeling that Nick and, you know, Shane Steichen are going to try to pass it because they know that that Buccaneers defense is going to be geared to stop the run. So they're going to try to pass it. I feel like they're going to get a little cutesy, and we could get in a hole.
All right, Tom, give me something that we should get rid of. What do you got?
Chris Collinsworth. Chris, I can't stand his guy.
Tell you what, man, I swear to God, I think he's better than a lot of people think. I mean,
I think he's probably the best.
Yeah,
you know,
he's very, very good. Speaking of getting rid of things, a lot of people are getting rid of all sorts of things. Part of this, of course, treasure chest, going into the treasure chest at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia, as we here at WIP asking the football gods to help us out, kind of own us one after the Eagles lost the NFC Championship game to the Bucs back in the 2002 season. Bury the Bucs, the whole thing down there at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly today, sponsored by Miller Lite in partnership with the Goodwill of Southern New Jersey and Philadelphia. I wrote a letter, just kind of poured my heart out. Other people have given up, all sorts of things, including jerseys. John Ritchie, we turn our eyes to you, sir. What is going in the treasure chest from you, a sacrifice, if you will, to try to help boost the Eagles' chances with the gods?
Well, you know, this is an unusual spot.
You've struggled this week with this.
Well, I was a member of the Raiders when this happened.
Right, right.
I watched this game very closely, very closely, many, many times.
You're going to face the winner of the game.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl.
And I am positive it's going to be the Eagles.
Back then, yeah.
I was positive we'd be playing the Eagles, and it turned out, because I was positive we would beat the Titans. I was shocked by the results of this game.
Yep.
I felt like we would have a much better chance to beat the Bucs than the Eagles. So back then, I was like, wow, I'm blown away. I mean, the Bucs put together a really spectacular performance.
Yep.
Hope that's a one-time thing. I'm in a very different place. I was going through my house scrounging around last night looking for everything that I ever owned that had some connection to that year,
yep,
that weekend, that, you know, that game.
So what'd you come up with?
I put my conference championship ring on my finger.
Oh, that's not right.
No.
Thinking,
John, hold on.
You don't do
that. I put it on my finger, you know.
Yep.
It's probably the fifth time I've ever worn this thing.
Okay. So this is your Raiders 2002 conference title ring.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not letting you put that in the thing.
Yeah, that's absurd.
No, you can't.
Well, I can't get it off my finger anyway. But, I mean, I think it's on there for good.
You're just wearing it now. I like that. That's better. I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, I think I like the way it looks. I'm not going to actually put it in. I thought, but it is the only thing I have from a memorabilia perspective.
Well, I guarantee it would be the most valuable thing if it did go in.
Yeah.
I mean, that or my letter, James, which would have more value?
It's pretty close, you know. Yeah.
I was blown away by that. And I'll tell you what, I getting ready for the Super Bowl, preparing it for the Buccaneers defense that year, I watched this game that we're talking about nonstop that entire week. And I do believe, like, even though the Eagles lost, I felt like I had a good feel for what they were trying to do offensively.
Yep.
I think that that had a lot to do with why I ended up coming here as a free agent.
Well, you knew they were a heck of a team and they needed a fullback and you fit in and you were from the state of Pennsylvania. It made a lot of sense.
I watched that offense a lot during that season.
Yep.
And I loved Donovan McNabb.
Yep.
I loved Andy Reid. I loved what they were doing. And that was the last game, unfortunately. You know, it was an awful game for Eagles fans.
Yep.
But it had a lot to do with my future.
Fascinating. Well, there it is. Make sure you get yourself, if you have the chance in the next couple of hours until 6 o'clock tonight, the South Philadelphia's Chickies and Pete's. Put something in the treasure chest. It's basically a sacrifice of sorts of an item of importance to you, although don't have it be a conference title ring from the actual National Football League. I mean, maybe a fakie, but not John's actual ring. That we cannot permit. Let's go to Jim right now in Philly. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Just doing well,
fantastic,
Jim.
Yeah, Joe, I'm still pacing the floor, anxious as heck. I got a bone to pick with you, John, and a proposition later. But I am all with you on just bang Gronk. I've been thinking about it for 2 weeks. You just have to bang him. Take your chances. Play one deep. I mean, you remember when Kansas City, how Tampa took Kansas City out of the game by just playing that two deep, and they took their big wide receiver, you know, the fast wide receivers out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think our strength has to be, if you, exactly what you're saying, get up on the receivers.
Yeah.
Get up on them and just get the timing off.
Yeah.
Any
that makes
way
a
you
difference.
Can. It's got to be the difference.
Tom's
in this
all
game.
About timing. Yeah.
Yes.
And disrupt it
about.
Every chance you get. But that can't be the only thing that you do. You know, you got to mix it up. And we've been. Man, we've been so vanilla. We haven't seen much mixing it up, especially early in games. You know, we kind of just sit back there and do the same thing, play after play after play. That's got to change.
Yeah. And there's been times when you see Gronk won't even get the ball at all in the first half. So it's, but you're still neutralizing them.
Well, I mean, that's what you hope to do, man. Sure.
Yeah, you're hoping to do that. But, I hope, against everybody else's thinking, that the weather's good. I hope the weather's good.
Oh, I disagree with you, Jim. Bad weather usually favors the lesser team, because the theory being, if it's on a clean field, the better team has a better chance to win.
You ever play in a bad field and a good field?
Probably. I don't remember the game specifically. But, I mean, bad weather can muck up a game, and a mucked up game can favor a lesser team.
Well, what are we looking at? I heard you guys say.
Well, we don't really know. We just know it's likely to rain that day, but there is talk the rain could be over by 12:30. So we don't know. I mean, it's predicting the weather.
Well,
you know,
the wind is what would be the biggest factor.
The wind is still going to be there. Yeah,
if the wind is 20 plus miles per hour. That will wreak havoc on a pass.
Yep. Game. Jim, give me something that we should get rid of.
Okay, well, first of all, John, I have to – a guy stole my thunder a little
that's
bit.
That's right. You have a proposition for John, you said, right?
Yeah, proposition. John, I'll be your agent if you let me, because my biggest one to get rid of is the music they put you on hold. Okay? Now, I have connections, John, and I will survive on hold music. Ooh. When you're there.
Love
for
this.
20 minutes.
Let's make this happen.
That's good work
now
right there,
have my people get in touch with your people.
Okay.
All right, Jim, something we should get rid of.
Hold that music. He just said it.
Oh, but,
I just said it.
Oh, that's the answer.
I got
wrapped up in the proposition. I didn't realize that was also the answer. On hold music. Good answer right there. When I think of propositions, I think of one of three things.
Well, I know what one of them is, obviously, and his name is Joe.
Yes, Prop Joe is one of the three I think of when I think of a proposition. I also think of Prop 48. And the controversy that was in college sports a number of years ago. And, of course, you think of a, you know, proposition of a...
Indecent proposal?
Of an amorous nature. And it's funny you say that. Yes, indecent proposal. Because let me just say, well, it can be a decent proposal, but sometimes it's viewed as an indecent proposal. Let me just say this. And this is about 30 years ago. John, I don't know about you. Did you see the movie Indecent Proposal? Demi Moore, Robert Redford.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Okay.
I saw it
and
one
Woody
time,
Harrelson.
And
I
was so troubled.
I was troubled, too.
Me? Too.
I found it difficult to watch the movie.
It was so uncomfortable.
You felt so bad for Woody Harrelson as Demi Moore gets kind of like taken away into the Robert Redford, you know, billionaire life. Like, it was really hard to watch that.
Yeah.
It was really brutal.
Yeah, I never want to see it again.
I felt the same way.
In the theater when it came out, and I vowed to never again cast my eyes on that.
I agree with you. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of casting eyes, well, we'll be casting our eyes on Tom Brady for the third time against the Eagles in the postseason, hoping they take his head off. Now, I will say this. As you guys know, I'm a Brady fan, but I think he lied yesterday. I think he flat out lied. I want to play some audio here. You be the judge of whether you think Tom Brady lied yesterday or not. This was a great question by Rob Motti, kind of on behalf of the city of Philadelphia. And frankly, I think Tom Brady lied in his answer. Here is the exchange about the Nick Foles, Tom Brady, non-handshake a couple years ago after the Super Bowl. And then, of course, another time when Foles was quarterback of the Chicago Bears. Ask yourself, did Tom Brady lie with this answer? All right, at least he acknowledges that he knows his temper can get in the way of him being a good sport in that moment. He tries to be a good sport. He essentially is admitting sometimes he's not. Fine. I mean, we knew that reality. But here's my issue, John, with the situation. He acknowledges that Eagles fans over the last couple of years have, you know, essentially come up to him, reminded him of the drop pass. Makes perfect sense. Happened in the Super Bowl. It was a huge moment. He dropped it. It was the change of possession. Makes perfect sense that if an Eagles fan encounters Tom Brady, other than saying, hey, we beat you, hey, the Eagles beat you, like if you're going to point to specific things, you're going to talk about the drop pass, of course, because he dropped the pass in the Super Bowl. But I think the next go-to is you're going to say to him, dude, not cool, you didn't shake Nick Foles' hand. Now, how in the world could Tom Brady be totally aware that Eagles fans, you know, like to rag on him for the drop pass, but totally unaware that we're ticked off he didn't shake the guy's hand? There's no way Tom Brady had a lie in that moment, right? I need a ruling from John and James.
I think you're on to something.
I don't think there's any question.
There's no doubt he
there's
lied.
There's no question he lied.
I mean, how in the world could he be aware of the drop pass being in fans' minds but not the non-handshake? There's a 0% chance. So Tom lied.
It's your guy.
Yeah,
that's your
little bit less so right now, though.
I would hope so. By Sunday, let's get you to hate him.
A little bit less so. Let's find out when Brady plays Aaron Rodgers who people are rooting for. That really puts people in a pickle.
Yeah, two real likable guys there.
Let's go to Alex in Frankfurt. What's up, Alex?
Hey. How you doing?
Hey.
Hold on. Let me take you off the speaker.
You got it, man.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Alex.
Great afternoon, Alex.
Ricky, that was a great rendition of I Will Survive coming from another musician. You know.
Well, thank you.
If the Eagles win against Tampa, you will hear that song next week, and I Will Survive will become the Eagles 2021 season, 2022 January postseason theme song.
Yeah. Hey, I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
Great. It works.
Great.
I Will Survive.
Yep.
Hey, right key, right pitch. Oh, man.
There you go.
You did a good job, my friend.
Thanks.
Don't let anybody tell you different, okay?
Thank you.
But, you know, I had a little list of my own, right, as far as, you know, keys for the Eagles. And I think one of them is like a balanced attack. You gotta find a balance there.
Yeah, or an unbalanced attack, known as run the ball a lot more than you pass. See, I actually prefer an unbalanced attack.
Well, I mean, yeah, a little bit more, you know, keeping it on the ground pounding.
Yeah.
But also, too, you can't be making no mistakes with Tom Brady. You know, that was another key that you brought up.
Yep.
You know, the mistake thing and, like, opportunities when they present themselves, take advantage, like turnovers. Try to score on them turnovers with the defense.
Well,
you know,
for sure, man, for sure.
And then another one is in the red zone. We got to get 6 points, not three.
Yeah, they've gotten better at that as the season went on. I mean, they had 5 touchdowns called back, I think, in about the first 4 or 5 games of the season. So they have improved in that. And Hurts is a pretty damn good red zone player because the threat of him running in the end zone, which he's done, I think, 9 or 10 times this year, has really helped their cause a lot, Alex.
I mean, that is correct. I mean, he's a threat. But when we get down there, man, we got to score. I'm telling you.
Alex, give me something we should get rid of. What's the answer?
Okay, this is hopefully nobody said it, but this should be a home run. COVID and all its variants.
Well, we already said that. We're looking for answers not quite as serious. A little bit more on the less serious front.
Get rid of calling Tom Brady the ghost.
All right. It's going to be hard to do, man.
Yeah.
You might have to wait at least 15 years for a quarterback to get there, minimum. I mean, Mahomes the only guy alive that has a shot. Otherwise, it's going to be people not in pro football. Brady as the GOAT, not likely to happen anytime soon, and frankly, might not ever happen. I mean, seven rings, man, is really hard to get to eight. That's where Brady beating Mahomes was so big also. Because if Brady's at six and doesn't get another, if he loses last year, and Mahomes is at two in his mid-20s, now you can make the case Mahomes can get there. But when Brady got to seven and Mahomes didn't get to two last year, that really hurts Mahomes' shot. Mm-hmm. All right, it doesn't mean Mahomes isn't great. Doesn't mean he's not an all-timer. He is probably going to be an all-timer. He already looks like one, but he's got a long way to go to catch Brady. Let's do what we do every single Friday is we make our picks for pro football. And now to the postseason. So John last week dropped a game. His 1-2 and comparative to my 2-1 means as we make the turn of the postseason, I am a half game up on John.
Wow.
Yeah.
Closest it's ever been going into the playoffs like
probably.
This. I mean, I think it's gotten closer over the playoffs, but this tight heading in.
I mean, I'm 25-22-1. John is 25-23. So here we go. Coming down the stretch. We only have 10 more picks left. Three this week, and actually less than that. Three this weekend, three next weekend, two in the conference title in the Super Bowl. So we have nine games left to pick. John Ritchie, your first selection of Wild Card Weekend, what are we looking at?
I'm going to pick the Raiders +5.5 in Cincinnati. And I know they're playing on a short week coming across the country and all that, but this Raiders team has felt sort of like a motivated team of destiny to some degree. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm going to say they play everybody tough, and they're feeling it right now. And Cincinnati, they're good. They basically had like a bye. You know, they didn't play last week. I'm expecting them to be a little rusty, even though, you know, that'll shake off quickly.
Yep.
I expect the Raiders to make it a closer game than 5.5 points.
By the way, I'm not one to pat myself on my back. It's certainly not my style. But I just want to remind people, week three last year, two or three, whatever week it was, when I told people that Joe Burrow had a brighter future than Carson Wentz, and like 70% of people told me I was wrong in our poll, I don't think I was wrong. All right,
wow, you're the only person that remembered that.
Oh, I remember.
How about that?
I took heat on a Football Friday. People were telling me Carson over Burrow.
Hey,
what?
Joe Burrow is really advanced.
I love Joe Burrow.
I know.
I love him.
I know.
I think he's amazing.
And James, you remember when people were saying Carson over Burrow last year?
It
right?
was crazy. I like Burrow at LSU more than I like Carson.
You know, we talked about Tom Brady being the fastest through his progressions around. Burrow is right up there.
Yeah, Burrow's really. He's really,
really smart.
I know. He's got something going. My first selection, I'm going to go to the next game on Saturday. I think the Buffalo line's a little small. I know New England is Belichick, and they've had a nice little season. But Buffalo at home with Josh Allen and only a 4-point spread, I think Buffalo might be the safest bet this weekend. I'm going to go with the Bills -4 to beat New England somewhat convincingly.
I'm going all the way, this Pittsburgh-Kansas City game. Pittsburgh is awful, but the line is 12.5 points. Kansas City -12.5. I'm going to actually bet Pittsburgh here. I know they're not good, but I also know this is Ben's last game. And Mike Tomlin, that defense, they'll figure something out to keep it closer than 12.5. So basically I'm going underdog and expecting them to still lose just like my other pick, but keep it closer than 12.5.
My second game, I think people have gone a little too far on this one. This is the lowest point spread of the weekend. And yes, San Fran had a tremendously impressive victory against the Rams last week. But I got to believe that game had to have taken something out of the Niners. I think Dallas at home as a 3-point favorite is the right call. Doesn't mean it makes me happy, but I think Dallas is a safer bet. Dallas -3 against the San Fran team that really laid it on the line last week. Dallas -3 is my second bet.
I'm going to a team I have picked a lot this year, the Rams. They're -4, hosting Arizona. Man, Arizona without DeAndre Hopkins just doesn't seem to be able to catch fire the way they had been early in the season. And, you know, they've already played twice this year. They split those games. And when the Cardinals beat the Rams, and this was, I think they still had DeAndre then, it was a blowout. It was like 37-20 or something. things are different now. And I know everyone says Matthew Stafford's going to turn the ball over. He might. But that Rams roster is so solid. I just expect them to put it all together when it matters. And I think this is a coaching staff that can help rein in Matthew Stafford's turnover tendencies. I think they win pretty substantially in this one.
Quick question before I give you my third pick. Zach Ertz, who we love, great guy, great Eagle, future Eagle Hall of Famer, scored the touchdown to win the Super Bowl. How many games did he win this year? Like five? Six?
That's a really good question.
I mean,
I didn't think about that.
I mean, the Eagles stunk when he was here, and then the Rams pretty much stunk when he was there.
So the Eagles were either two, max three
Cardinals,
when they traded him.
Cardinals, yeah. I meant, yeah.
Yeah, so like somewhere between five or six, probably.
I mean, it's pretty.
I
mean, it's pretty amazing. My third game is, come on, guys, it's the Eagles. Look, it is a tough challenge, but 8.5 is a big line. That's the number James and I and John are looking at, 8.5. We've seen other spots that are 9, but we're picking it at 8.5. Tough challenge. Unlikely to be a victory. Eagles got a shot, but 8.5 is pretty high. I think the Eagles will play a competitive game. I'm going the Birds plus the 8.5 Sunday at 1 o'clock versus Tom Brady and the Bucs. Pretty amazing. 6 games, and John and I picked completely different games.
I was thinking about that. I'm like shocked. Yeah. I thought there'd be at least one head-to-head or one same pick.
That is some random happenstance.
Makes it more interesting.
Yeah, it gives us something with each game to kind of, you know, root for.
For the head-to-head of it all, it's more interesting than if you both pick the same game.
Of course.
Or something.
All right, let's go to Jeff right now. Jeff, good afternoon, buddy.
Fellas, how's it going?
Oh, great, Jeff.
Just fantastic.
Oh, before we get started, Richie, I don't know what happened yesterday with that poll, but come on, man. I think America's Got Talent, you should have been on that show.
Oh, well, thanks, man.
You're the man.
Thank you. That's nice.
Can I ask a question? He's the man because he can do a little singing, a little ditty. Like, that makes him the man? I mean, you got low standards there, Jeff.
Is there somebody talking?
Hey, Jeff. That's disrespectful. But I like that line. I might use that line.
James is the man producing. Joe?
That's my name.
What's a platypus?
Oh, listen. Listen, Jeff.
Do you know?
No, of course not. It's some
obviously not
some absurd creature guy.
Woo, it's deadly, Joe. Just remember, it's deadly.
Okay. Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, fear the platypus.
I don't know what. I mean, I've heard of it. Obviously, I can't spell it. Can't tell you really what it is.
So, what does it look like?
Ooh. Come on, Joe. It's easy. Just name any two animals.
It's a creature guy. No, I got it.
Hold on. So you said it's deadly?
Yeah.
Actually, it is. Yeah.
A platypus.
Just name any two animals.
A platypus. It's not like an octopus, right? It's not. It's...
You can't ask questions to get an answer. Next animal.
Well, then they. Well, you're game show host. Jeff, you're a good game show host.
That doesn't mess around.
So does it platypus? So you're saying a platypus looks like an octopus?
I don't know. I was just speculating. I guess it's like a big dude then. I don't know.
Another
big dude.
What is it? Is it like a rhino?
Octopus.
Is it like a rhino? All right, so what is it? What's the platypus?
Wow.
Oh, man. It's a duck-billed aquatic, semi-aquatic animal.
Yeah, it's a mammal.
That mammal that lays eggs. And if you touch it in the wrong spot, it'll pop you.
All right, semi-aquatic like humans. Then.
And it produces venom.
Okay. All right. Well, stay away from that guy then.
Yeah.
Jeff, what do you got on the game, man? Eagles, Bucks.
Okay. I want y'all to think about this before I ask, because it may sound crazy. Did Tom Brady lose on purpose so that he would match up with the Eagles in the playoffs, thinking he can get through us?
No.
He won the last week of the season.
He won, and they're the 2 seed. No, he didn't lose on purpose.
Okay. I'm looking for Sirianni and Gannon. Can they get on the same page? This is my biggest worry. I see them winning every. They could have won 4 more games. I think we went through this before. They could have won 4 more games. They're going to have to make up for this one to put that Tampa Bay ghost in the casket.
Okay. I love it. Give me something we should get rid of, Jeff.
You know, like when people talk like get rid of that damn word out of your vocabulary.
Call in Shane Victorino out right here.
Yeah, Shano would do it a ton. The word like as a filler.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
Hey, you know, the new filler amongst kids is now literally.
Oh, gosh.
They use literally in almost every sentence.
Which it probably never is actually literally.
No, very rarely.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
Yeah. I had a teacher in high school, president of the prep, Father Sauter, just a tremendous man. And he would always say to us, I don't want to know what it's like. I want to know what it is. So, I mean, and listen, he was correcting us constantly. And, you know, over time, chips away. I do think it's worse with teenagers. Teenagers seem to say, you know, it's like, you know, it's kind of like a, they say it like a lot.
Like, I mean,
put it that way.
Like, totally. Like, yeah, literally.
Seltzer, you got some news for us in there?
Like, yeah, like I do have some news.
Oh, I don't
know. We thought he was playing, but
That's another one.
Officially, Miles Sanders was asked if he was playing on Sunday, and he said, yes, absolutely. So Miles Sanders will officially be out there on Sunday.
That's good news. Really is. Let's go to Mike right now in New York. Hey, Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Mike.
Always good hearing from you, Mike.
Same here, brother. First, I just want to, Richie, I want to apologize. I didn't give you your proper kudos for your performance, but I Will Survive, man.
Thanks, awesome. Mike. Thank
you. Brought that, you brought the proper edge and the angst that those lyrics really do deserve. Great job, man.
Thank you.
Are you guys getting that, those butterflies in the stomach yet? Like, is there already the start?
Absolutely. It started for me yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, after.
By the way, it's a good feeling, Mike. Because while
it's a great feeling.
Yeah, like while it kind of stinks to be nervous, you know that it means something meaningful is on the horizon.
Bingo, that's it. Right. If you didn't have it, you wouldn't care. But
correct.
But it's there, it's building.
Yep.
So real quick, I just want to geek out where I think this is going. Look, offense, you know, defense. Forget Fletch. Put him on the end. Hopefully, he could do something there. I need Williams and Hargrave in the middle. You got to keep scheming with Avery. I think Avante might play a big role in this. I mean, a kid, the torpedo, is one of my favorite players in this team. But offensively, I think I'm going to finally get what I've been yammering about all year. I think I'm going to get myself some plenty of Kenny Gainwell, baby. I'm telling you, I think he is going to be the one that brings the jet sweeps. He's going to bring the flat, the wide receiver screens, hitting the flat, sitting in the middle. I think Kenny finally has the game I've been waiting for.
Well, they certainly haven't unleashed it, so if it does, it'll be a surprise for the Bucs. I mean, I'm sure they know it could come, but it can't be much in their mind because the Eagles literally have not done it.
That's what I'm thinking. I know it's probably hopeful, and I'm going out on a limb here, but that's what I hope. And you know what? For everyone out there that's still, they're not there yet, they got some trepidation, they don't want their hearts broken, and they're thinking that this is going to be just a moral victory, you know what? In the spirit of Apollo's trainer, Tony, for those of you thinking this is moral victory, maybe you're thinking we're going to show up for a damn show. I'm expecting them to show up for a damn fight.
Well,
okay? I'm going to be more surprised.
I like it.
I would be less surprised if they won. I'd be more surprised if they got boat race. Eagles 27, Bucks 26.
All right, Mike, give me something we should get rid of.
We have got to get rid of all these nonsensical national days. National Coffee Day, National Rice Cake Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's actually even a national If Pets Had Thumbs Day.
No way.
Very good answer, Mike.
That is a great answer.
National days for stupid things and just anything. Yeah, it's a good answer. By the way, you know, Mike just brought up Apollo's trainer Tony and Rocky.
Who gets to make those days?
That's a good question, John.
That's another good question.
How does that happen? Officially a day?
It's a great question.
Well, it's unofficial. First off, it's unofficially a day.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's not the U.S. government. It's unofficial. And I don't know where it comes from. It's stupid.
Does anyone just get to make that up?
Can we start?
What should we make up? And then again, we become what we
despise. Want Sunday to be National Beat Tom Brady Day. What do you guys think?
Nah.
Okay, really?
No, I think it's perfect.
Why wouldn't you want
Why
that?
Why would you not?
Well, yeah. I mean, because it has to be every year. I mean, so.
Sure. Bring it every
first,
year.
First
round
of the
playoffs.
Playoffs.
Yeah. Playoffs start. Right. Tom Brady.
Fair enough.
I mean, it's got to stop sometime. He's got seven.
Dude, he's going to play when he's 50.
He might.
Yeah,
he might.
I think he's
really
going to play when he's 50. Someone who played when he was old and actually died. Apollo in Rocky. Let me just say this.
Man, what a transition.
I don't know if you guys have ever thought about this. Yeah, he does. Drago. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have ever thought about this, but I found it really outrageous that Apollo made the decision. And you can make the case it cost him his life because Rock didn't throw the towel. You know, Tony's in the corner with Rocky, but he's been demoted by Apollo to become number two guy. How is it that Tony...
Yeah, why couldn't Tony throw
I think that every time I watch a movie.
I mean, why is
Tony
it...
Tony could have thrown the towel.
Well, could have thrown the towel, but he didn't. But fundamentally...
So don't blame Rock.
I agree. Well, I would blame Rock. Rock had the actual towel. Tony could have grabbed it. He could have thrown a freaking water bottle in there.
Throw anything in. You can just run in the
run
ring.
Run in the ring. But you got to admit, it's kind of Apollo's fault. He's demoted Tony to number two trainer.
It's not his fault. They're 1A, 1B. They're equal.
When Apollo was the heavyweight champ of the world, Tony was the trainer, not Rocky. I don't know why he got demoted. Apollo cost himself his own life.
It's Apollo's birthday today.
Is it?
Carl Weathers.
Action Jackson.
Carl Weathers. He's
you know,
74 years old
love
today.
Carl
Happy
Weathers.
Birthday, Carl Weathers.
You know, he played for the Raiders, right?
And
he used
to
come to training camp and stuff.
I got an idea.
How cool. I mean, Apollo was at our camp.
Seltzer, can you do it? Can he?
Yeah.
Can he be the guy this year?
Yeah, I'll get Carl Weathers on the show.
John, I think he's the guy this year that becomes the target for James Seltzer to get on our show.
Okay, I like this. Okay.
You should be able to get Carl Weathers.
I should be able to get Carl Weathers. I 100% agree with you. I'm not shirking anything.
Okay.
Carl Weathers.
Are you going to get it done, James?
I'm
going to
get Carl Weathers on the show.
This year?
This year.
Okay.
Yes.
I look forward to it.
Carl Weathers.
How great would that be?
Love this. Carl Weathers.
All right.
Man, he's so great.
Oh, that'd be great. Let's go to Paul in Jersey. Paul, you're on WIP.
Joe, John.
Hi,
James.
Paul.
Paul, what's up, dude?
Hey, listen, I was thinking about this game Tuesday, January 11th. 1976.
Mm-hmm.
Flyers against the Red Army.
Yep.
Dominated on defense, intimidated him. And I was just thinking about how our defense needs to get in there and dominate and intimidate Brady and all those rest of the
Let me ask you a question. Should the Eagles sign Ed Van Imp as a linebacker for this game? Maybe knock out a Soviet buck?
Absolutely. Knock him on his, inflict as much pain as possible.
It's still one of the most amazing things in Philadelphia sports history. The Flyers beating the Soviets in 76. How cool is that?
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. You know what? Listen, I love the Flyers hockey like that. God, listen, we're looking at junk right now.
Yep.
Go Birds this Sunday. Go Birds this Sunday. Go Birds.
All right, Paul, give us something that should be gotten rid of.
The worst candy that's ever been made. It always comes out around Halloween. Candy corn.
Candy
corn. Yes, stinks.
Doesn't do anything for me.
I hate candy corn.
Hmm. Okay.
I hate candy corn.
People say it all the time. I know it's a thing. I like candy
What does
corn.
It taste like?
It, like sugar.
It tastes worse than sugar.
No, I like
it
candy
corn. It tastes like waxy sugar, like way too sweet.
I think you're in the majority here. I think more people don't like candy corn than like it. But I
haven't had it for years. I can't remember.
No, I probably haven't had it for 40 years.
Yeah.
Like the texture, too.
I'll tell you what is pure sugar. And I used to like it as a kid. And as an adult, I can't have it. I mean, it's literally nothing but sugar. Those Easter Bunny things, John.
The
Cadbury cream eggs.
Well,
no.
The little bunny guys.
The puff things. What are they called?
Yeah, the puff things.
Oh my God! Why can't I think of this?
When you have
my soul.
Peeps.
Peeps. Yeah. Thank you. I was saying puffs in my head. Yeah. I couldn't get out of it.
I mean,
it's
literally just like let me just put a whole thing of sugar in my mouth.
Yeah, it's a marshmallow with a bunch of sugar on it.
But it's not much marshmallow. It's just sugar.
I think it's a marshmallow much worse because of all that sugar.
Agree.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, just give me a plain marshmallow.
Exactly.
I'm very with you on
that.
Correct. And I used to have that all the time as a kid. I mean, around Easter. Let's go. This guy's
What about the Cadbury cream egg? Do you like that?
Sure. Yeah.
See, I don't. I once upon a time thought they were great, and now it's too sweet. It's like my tastes have changed.
Well, if I'm thinking of the same thing as you, I don't know. I could be wrong.
Thick and sweet.
Yeah. All right, our next caller, James, this guy goes by the name The Weave.
The Weave.
Now, it's not Leonard Weaver, right?
I don't think so.
All right, well, let's go to The Weave, who's calling us from a Walmart. Hello, The Weave in Walmart. The Weave.
Hey, Weave.
Weave.
Gave an intro and everything.
I don't know why he's the Weave.
I would love to know it. Is it related
His name's got to be Weaver.
You would think. You would think.
I had a buddy named Steve we called the Weave.
You did?
Because it rhymed. Yeah.
With what?
Steve. Weave. Oh. You serious?
Well, yeah. I didn't get it initially.
Oh, man.
Steve and Weave. Okay. All right. What's Steve the Weave up to these days,
James? I don't know. I haven't seen him in a really long time.
So you're a bad friend?
We used to wait. No, we used to wait.
This guy was a friend of yours, and now you haven't talked
to him. Oh, you're friends with every. You're still friends with everyone you've ever been friends with? Really? Yeah. Is that true? You want to flip this around?
Yeah. Joe friends
yeah.
with
yeah. Really?
Joe, like, writes letters.
I haven't seen the Weave in 20 or no, 15 years.
Yeah, yeah. It was some kind of loyal friend you are.
You didn't value him.
Yeah. Listen, self serve. That's the kind of guy you are. Then you got to own it.
This is.
Let's go to Gary right now. Gary, we got an.
Turned his back right on the.
John and I just found out James won't be talking to us in a few years, but, you know, that's how it goes. Hello, Gary.
Hey, it was fun while it lasted, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Great job today, guys. This show has everything. I mean, Seltzer has the pressure on his back for a superstar. You're debating Rocky. We're talking about candy. We have mystery. Who is the Weave? I mean, this is on an all-time weekend going to the playoffs. So it's got everything. We had a title bout for Beat the Hammer, Joe versus Joe.
Yeah,
great job.
Plus, Rich Kotzite won a game in the bathtub time machine, and that doesn't happen often.
Great job going in this weekend. By the way, Joe, here's a challenge for you. If you've never done it before, when they come back out for the season, get one of those little bunny peep things and put it in the microwave. And
what happens?
You can report back on the show later.
I assume it just eventually just, like, what happens?
Does it explode?
It blows up to the size of, like, a stuffed animal.
Wow. Okay.
So report back to us on that one. Anyway, two quick things. One, I don't know if you guys have ever had this experience, but I'm going down to the Sixers tonight, and I always thought it was really cool during the playoff season for the Eagles to get the random or maybe pre-planned Eagles chant at the Sixers or Flyers game towards the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Where
I agree with
for
you.
The rest of the weekend.
It's the only time when it's not disrespectful to the team playing. Because I know some people find it disrespectful to the Sixers, Flyers, and Phillies, and it is at times, oftentimes. But I agree with you. When you're heading into a playoff game, it is a warranted chant at a Sixers, Phillies, or Flyers game, you know, the season's matchup. Yes.
I always thought that was a cool, unique thing here. You're totally right. The random Eagles chant at a July 3rd.
Dude, let me tell you something, Gary.
I always thought that.
Gary, about 10 years ago, one of the best moments that happened in a Sixers game was when Michael Vick walked into the game after just beating the Giants in the Meadowlands with Deshaun's punt return, which until Deshaun's punt return was all about Vick being Superman for the final 8.5 minutes of the game. And when he walked in and got that standing ovation, that was amazing.
Yeah, I think that's unique to this city, and I always thought that growing up here, I always thought that was cool. I'm looking forward to that tonight.
Yep.
So Merrill said this. The one thing I wanted to ask you guys today is we always have these weird superstitions as fans, and we'll sit and watch the game and say, this is it. If we mess this up, it's over. If we make this play, we're going to win. Mm-hmm. And Merrill hit the nail on the head, and I want to see what your thoughts are. I feel like the opening possession of this game is everything. I feel like if the Bucks get the ball and Brady goes down the field, like, is Nick going to overreact and say, all right, we got to throw the ball now, we're down 7? Or if we go down the field and run a 7-minute, 8-minute drive and take the lead.
I'm not as worried about it as you are, Gary. I'm really not.
I wouldn't say, maybe I'm not worried, but I just feel like I'm putting more weight on this opening possession than I had in prior years. I want to see what you guys thought about that.
I'm not. And I, because I've seen both teams change their approach, during the course of a game. We have started so slowly, yet come back and been able to win. The Bucks have done similar things. You know, I hope we're well coached this week. I think we will be. I think we're going to have to adapt to new looks that they put out there, and they're going to have to do the same. As I've said, like, the only thing that I'm concerned about with the opening drive, more than anything, is I want it to be them with the opening drive, their offense with the opening drive, because I hate when Brady gets 14 free points at the end of the first half and then the opening drive of the second half.
Gary, give me something that we should get rid of.
All right, so, Joe, you're a historian. This one goes back a long time.
I appreciate
time.
That. I mean, can I put that up on my Twitter bio, like historian? Like Joe DeCamera, talk show host, historian.
I think you can put whatever you want on your
philanthropist.
Twitter bio.
That's true.
Astronaut. Go ahead. Future
this one
press.
This one goes back a long time, pun intended. But for people who have young kids, it is total chaos, and it is daylight savings time.
Wow. All right. Daylight savings time. Gary, good phone call right there. Yeah, I know that that's a little controversial. People say it's got merit and reason, and people say it doesn't. I don't know. I don't study farming patterns enough to know. Not my thing. I'll tell you what I do know. We brought up opening drive. Let's just hope this game doesn't start the way the playoff game against the Giants started in 2000. The kick return.
Dixon, yeah.
Ron Dixon. I still can't believe Ron Dixon returned that kick. And then Jason Sehorn had that ridiculous interception. The Eagles lost, what, 20-10? Game was awful. Let's do what we do every single Friday, Chris, as we near the end of our week. We have some laughs. We have some yucks with the drop of the week. All righty. Yourself, drop of the week. James, I think we're looking at 2 weeks here, correct?
Yeah, we got a good haul of drops here, so let's dive in a couple fun extended ones.
Okay.
Let's start with, we've heard you do the Urkel impression many a times,
yep.
But our buddy Black Gritty gave us an Urkel.
Did I do that?
Pretty strong.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
Yep.
All right, moving on. Mad Mike calls this station quite a bit, and everyone seems to hate him. Ross Tucker and you, Joe, but Ross Tucker kind of made everyone feel better by going at Mad Mike.
I don't think it is. I think we have a track record for seeing.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Burn what to the ground?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? We were just talking about the Washington football team. What has been burned to the ground? The playoffs, 4 out of the last 5 years? What are you talking about? The only Super Bowl in your whole life?
Twice at 9-7. It was not like a legitimate, and we got waxed out of the playoffs. Like I don't.
Well, not true. They were about 15.
Totally false.
15 yards away from getting back to the NFC Championship game in 2018.
And then the next year, Wentz
both
gets
quarterback and
Clowney smashed on his head.
And it wasn't even just Wentz. And the backup quarterback, he's got half his hamstring pulled off. I mean, come on, man.
I'm sorry. This
is a terrible phone call.
Yeah, Mad Mike was owned. Mad Mike was
Ross
owned.
Just took him down. That was great. All right. I know a lot of
Did
people enjoyed
that.
This is a terrible phone call.
This is a great
cover. It's a good summation. That's good.
All right. Joe, you did a
Remind me to use that line. This is a
Because
I know they say the customer's always right, and I guess in this case the customer would be our callers. But sometimes the customer's wrong.
You're right. Yeah. It's well said. Yeah. All right, Joe, you've done a horrendous Fonzie impression in the past.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't great, but I think a little better.
Hey, well, not so good. No, it's not good. There's nothing good
much
about
better
it.
Than the first.
It's just sad how much better
not
it is
good.
Than the first.
Not good.
All right, you did keep going with Happy Days.
Sit on it, Richie. Exactly right.
Okay. Like
was that a Joni impression?
Yes, but not by her voice. Just what she would say to Richie.
All right, we have one more extended piece, and this is a classic. Michael Irvin.
Oh, this was great.
Michael Irvin. he burped on our show again. For those who've never heard it, this is Michael Irvin.
That was a play a little while ago, excuse me.
We played this for Michael Irvin when he was on the show last Friday. Here's how it sounded.
Listen to this here, Michael. This is you with a loud belch on the air a couple months ago.
You have to remember that play. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. That was a play a little while ago, excuse me, where Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah, I can't believe y'all were there. Only in Philly. Only in Philly can y'all take a man who was probably drinking and eating something when he was talking and had the belt and take that and make it a drop right in you. And somehow I done made a final. I mean, like, come on, man.
Oh,
don't
Michael.
You guys feel bad for me?
Oh, Michael.
Give me a break. Give me a break. That was a play a little while ago. Excuse me.
I'm voting for you, Michael. I'm voting for you. Hey.
Phenomenal.
That's so good.
That is so good.
That is so
Shout
good.
Out to Michael for having fun.
Holy
with that.
Smokes.
That was great. All right, a few more to get to.
I find it impossible someone's going to be.
Oh, that I feel like pretty confident that's our winner. But we got some good stuff, including a great, great Wade from Chester laugh.
Remember that came on and said, Wade talking about somebody have to eat some crow. He should eat crow for Carson Wentz because Carson Wentz is in Indianapolis doing his thing. Oh, yeah. How about that thing, buddy?
He was waiting. He's been waiting about 3 years for that laugh. So like, good. Seriously, that laugh was about 3 years.
Oh, just waiting for it.
Yeah, he really was.
All right, caller Day. Our buddy Day started the week off right.
What's good? Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Let's start off this playoff run like this. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Well, now we're in a... Now we're in a tough spot because the Eagles chant versus Michael Irvin burping kind of puts us in a weird spot. All right, that's a good one.
Couple more. Funny joke from our caller Jeff about what Nick Foles should do to – or what – someone should do to Tom Brady for Nick Foles.
All right, so what I want to say is I want to see one of the linemen put Tom Brady on his butt. I want him to reach down with his hand, and when he picks him up, I want him to shake his hand and say, Nicky Foles said, this is how you shake hands.
Oh, yes!
Jeff, I think you just won drop of the week, by the way. That's a great line,
man. It's a great line.
It really is.
It is. Really good. Couple more. Out of context, Ross Tucker gets the out of context treatment.
I am such a wimp.
Well, yeah.
Pretty good. Might need to play that for Ross at some point.
Yep.
Yeah.
Joe, you said this in many variations of it.
I'll say it. I'm a Tom Brady fan.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. You also said this.
This is an orgy of role play coming up. Yep.
And last one, as is his way sometimes, Chuck from Mount Airy went after you.
Hey, Joe, I've got a suggestion for you, buddy. Why don't you go into the leash yard and let Tom Brady walk you like his dog? Just love him so much. Let me tell you something about Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady's a loser. Tom Brady's a jerk, and he don't care about nobody but himself. He's a backstabbing snake.
Chuck just brings it.
Yeah, he does bring it.
When you put a leash on and let him walk around like his dog. It's an amazing line.
We got a lot of big opportunities.
It was a really good week. It was a good week of drafts.
I really like that Chuck line.
I know.
A lot.
You didn't have Howard in his hand in here. That could have.
No, I had too much as it was. There was more. We could have done the second guinea pig go around. Yeah. There was like a lot of stuff this week.
Oh, yeah.
What is it, the burp? Or
I
is
think
it,
it's the burp.
I think we, you know, we got to honor the drop of the week, and Michael Irvin absolutely wins.
How about we do this? I agree with you, but who's the Eagles chant? What was the name of the caller?
Eagles chant was Day. I think we replayed that.
End
yeah.
of the show. We end the show Ooh, with Day's Eagles
I
chant.
Like that.
I think that's the correct way to honor that. And then Bourbon, the dishonor for him being a burper and his reaction, which was kind of funny for Drop of the Week. I like it. 215-592-9494. More calls up ahead. Plus, time's yours. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
The Eagles are in the playoffs, and you know what that means. It's Miller time, Philly, and when it comes to watching sports, there's only one place, Chickies and Pete's. Stop by all participating Chickies and Pete's today and every Friday and enjoy a Miller Lite Friday special, $2.75 Miller Lite drafts all day long. Check out the game on Sunday at Chickies and enjoy the Miller Lite whistle-to-whistle special and enjoy Miller Lite personal pitchers every single day. At Chickies and Pete's for only $5. It's Miller time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, time's yours. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on a football Friday into a postseason game. We asked for some hype calls. Let's see what we got. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Here's a key to the game. Press coverage on a wet field. Slow down the receivers off the line. And maybe buy an extra second to get to Brady. Then put him on his ass. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles! Time's yours.
I like it. It's a good start.
Let's go, Eagles fans. We're about 72 hours away. This is what you live your whole life for. I'm so fired up. I'm not even going to work the rest of this week. I'm just going to live and breathe, think about the Eagles, bringing me back to the Super Bowl when we beat up on that bum Brady. He's going down again. He's going to hate Philadelphia by Sunday at 4:30. Let's go, Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Yeah, he would hate it if he lost to the Eagles again. By the way, not 72 hours now. Now we're at 47 hours. It's happening.
All right, it's Thursday. It's time to stop kissing Tom Brady's ass. Giselle is ugly. Bruce Arians, a.k.a. Tom Coughlin, red ass. You can go to hell. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Beat the Bucs.
I hadn't thought about that. I do like Arians, so now I got to be anti-Arians guy for 3 hours on Sunday because I do like him, John. I mean,
I love Bruce Arians.
He is one of my favorites.
He's hard not to like Bruce
Arians. He really, yeah.
He's from York.
And Temple guy, come on.
I met him a couple years ago. Seemed like a really nice guy, man.
Picture this. 20 seconds left in the game. Eagles up 24-20. Tom Brady's in the red zone. He drops back. He looks right. He looks left. He sees Mike Evans. He throws the ball. Intercepted by Big Play Slay. He runs it back for a pick six to the hole. Arena is going nuts with Eagles chance. Eagles, you can hear that all the way through the WIP station. It's renamed the 20-year redemption.
Wow.
You know what happens?
Wow.
If Darius Slay picks off a pass and runs it back for a touchdown?
What's that?
We have a, I don't know what the percentage is. It's like a 79% mm-hmm. chance to win the game. Mm-hmm. If that happens. And Tom will throw you one if you trick him.
Well, that's how Tennessee ended the game against Brady 2 years ago in the postseason. Brady's last play with New England was an interception return for a touchdown.
Hit the camera. Macho Man checking in for the afterlife, and I've got a vision for this weekend. I'm telling you right now, our birds will compete. Unlike you who couldn't compete with the cold weather, Dick Cameron. What are you doing wearing two hats? I got another bone to pick with you. I'm up here talking to the football gods. And we need you to make a real sacrifice, Dick Cameron. You can't just write a letter and put your feelings in a box. Birds will compete. Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad Macho Man listens
well,
to the show.
We needed him. Yeah. We needed Macho today.
But I mean, apparently, I can just write a letter and put it in a box because that's what happened. So, like,
put your feelings in a box.
I put my feelings in a box. And with that, that's a good line. With that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Reminder, get down to Chickies and Pete's by 6 o'clock tonight. That's the Chickies in South Philly where you can make a sacrifice. Yes, a sacrifice of an item to the football gods to bury one of the most painful losses in Philly sports history when the Eagles lost to the Bucs in the 2002 season. Bury the Bucs ongoing right now and again until 6 o'clock down there, where you can put something into the treasure chest of Chickies and Pete's. It's all sponsored by Miller Lite in partnership with Goodwill of Southern New Jersey and Philadelphia. To the phones we go. Let's go to Lee right now in Wilmington. What's up, Lee?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Been listening to you all day.
Very excited. Thanks, Lee. Very excited.
Hey, I just want to say one thing. I want to clear the air about yesterday, Richie, about your singing.
Yeah.
I just got to tell you, they cut it all off in the morning show, and it didn't sound good at all.
Yeah, okay? That's a shame. No, I heard some of that.
Okay, it didn't sound good. And then when you guys played it yesterday after I hung up, it sounded great, man. It sounded
good.
Great.
Oh, thanks.
So I just want to let you know that.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Another thing, what I want to get rid of is America's team, Dallas Cowboys. The actual quote, America's team.
So just kick him out of the NFL?
Oh, no. He's saying stop calling him America's team.
Oh,
I think it's a great point.
I gotcha.
Like, oh, yeah, that's big.
No, it's no longer valid.
Yeah, it's not valid. All right, listen, Lee, it's a good answer. I mean, the whole thing, John, remember when they started up, Washington was the southernmost team in the entire NFL on that whole side of the map, the whole country. So when Dallas came in, they had like half the country.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's part of why – I mean, they did. There was no Miami. Well, hold on. Yeah, I think there was no Miami, no Jacksonville, no Atlanta, no Houston, no Arizona Cardinals.
Wow.
If you look at the map, the Cowboys had half the freaking country.
Right.
It's crazy. Let's go to Valentine. Valentine, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Valentine.
Hey, Richie, all I got to say about the song, take it to Levi. It sounds like a Levi jeans commercial. Make some money, man.
Wow.
It's a Levi's jeans. You sitting up there against a fence just talking about you will survive at the rodeo while the rodeo clown is getting stomped by the bull.
That's evocative. Yeah, good. It's a good idea. I don't know how to do that, though.
And he probably owes some money to Gloria Gaynor.
I would think so.
You'd have that issue, too.
Listen, what would it be like next week if the Eagles win and the Cowboys lose?
Be glorious.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Question. Hmm. What has happened to the hurry-up offense? Why do the referees now stand over the ball until everybody is ready or something?
Well, they always have. That's the rule. I mean, basically the refs have to have everything aligned and in position, including the other refs and whatever it might be.
Sometimes
it's the chain crew isn't ready, like the chain's got to move, like they got to make sure that the everyone's ready to officiate the play and everything.
And
substitutions.
Like 3 seconds.
Remember, if the offense substitutes, the defense has to be allowed to substitute. So it's there's multiple things there.
Okay, thank you. Listen, the thing I want to get rid of is analytics.
Analytics, all right. Interesting answer. We turn too quickly. What do you want to see gone? Carl, what do you want to see gone? Give me an answer quick, Carl.
I want to see the over-abbreviation of, like, give me a sec, because that OND seems to be, like, an overbearing thing for people.
All right.
That's kind of, yeah.
All right. Now, what's he saying?
He's saying, like, people always say, give me a sec. It's like, give me a second is what he's saying. He's saying, finish the words.
Oh, so he doesn't like when I say, like, I'm going on vacay.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect example, yes.
Yeah, vacay. Yeah, give me a sec. Yeah, no, I do that. I have no problem with that. Not at all. Yeah. John, James, where are we going here? We need an answer.
I don't know, man. What do we got?
We've got things that we want to see gotten rid of. Two answers instead of one when callers call in. We
like
have
that.
Red light cameras. We have, let's see, the shootout in hockey.
I like the penalty kicks in soccer.
Yeah, that was a good one. Penalty kicks in soccer. Reality television. We have automated answering machines. We have music when you wait on hold, like the lame music that it is. The word like as a filler in conversation. National days for just random things.
I like
things.
That one a
I
lot.
I think that's big.
I like that one a lot.
It's National Ice Cream Day, everybody. Hey, this it's National Go Get Yourself a Pancake Day.
Yeah,
I think that's a great
one. That might be it.
I got no problem with that.
Let's go with that. That's a good answer.
That over the Cowboys as America's team?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's a really good one, too. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say National Stupid Things Day. You know why?
It's more creative.
Because when the Cowboys are known as America's team, it gives you a target to hate and a target to beat.
Ooh, like that.
I kind of enjoy that. Congratulations to Mike, the answer of National Stupid Things Day. Everyone, have a great rest of the day. When I say go Birds, I mean go Birds! We'll talk to you on Monday. Enjoy the game on Sunday on 94 WIP.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Birds!
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.